Blog Talk Radio.
Sam Cooke and Change Gonna Come. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred. Yesterday, I did a show. And yesterday is dated the 25th of July, 7/25/2022. That is yesterday. The title of the show is Gay Puritan Massacres. Pequot Indian Tribe. Right, you get that? I'm telling you what is the title of the show for yesterday. There's a reason why I'm telling you. All right, let me go back because I didn't finish. All right, here is the title of the show for yesterday, July 25th, 2022. Gay Puritan Massacres, Pequot Indian Tribe. And the date of this sighting 5:26, 16:37. So that would be May 26, 16:37. So you know that's a good distance away. That's when the gay Puritan, the white people, come into America and began to take over the country. The next date of massacre is July 14, 1637 AD. Damn. That is the title of the show yesterday. Now, I want to let you know that if you come to my profile page and initiate to play that audio, you won't hear anything besides one or two musical numbers. Because Black Talk Radio decided that was a show they didn't want to be heard. Now, why these faggots don't want us African hybrid people to talk about them? They want to be looked upon like, oh, the United States government, and nobody knows who these homosexuals are and where they are coming from. You don't hear nobody talk about history of these white people. All right? Why they don't want us African people to be who we are? Well, you know what? What they did yesterday to that show, they can do it forever. Because whatever you do in darkness will come to the light. That is my thinking, based on what I have read. You know, they are up in Washington carrying all kind of earrings about January 6th, you know, the overthrowing of power, free exercise of power. They call it democracy. Listen to me. These white people, they are neither democracy or anything. They are homosexuals posing like they are civilized people. They want to be uncivilized, and they want to be uncivilized and civilized at the same time. Well, I tell you, if you want to sit there and watch them 24/7 with their military out there destroying the African people, it's your business to not know to talk about our democracy. And the people are, you know, by now I see, you know, even hybrid people talk about democracy, democracy, democracy. Just earlier today, I saw an African hybrid young man. He's an author, and he's on one of those show with Whoopi Goldberg and some other people. And one of the lady asked him, he seemed like, you know, well-liked guy and popular. And, you know, they were like telling him they would like for him to join them on the show. And, you know, like, oh, that was nice. Like, he feels good about that, and they all, you know, want him to be there. So what I'm telling you about this African man is to show you, like I make it very clear, that there is hardly any African individual today that is in their right mind. So, yeah, we are hybrid. We are the ethnic people. It does not include white people. White people don't have one line in world history to identify them as civilized people. As a matter of fact, if you know that white people never wear clothes 100,000 years ago, they did not. And all that you see they are putting on today, they learn it from the ethnic people. Now, you know, they came to America, you know, like they go invade other of our African countries. They began their attack. And if you don't know what a species really is, you need to start knowing what a species is, because African people and white people don't come from the same species. You just get that straight. And when you know what a species really is, then you know what? The world inside your head supposed to change. Because you can't know that truth and you still fooling around, you know, with your head, don't know what you're saying or what you're doing. Because if you don't know your history of origin, you don't know yourself. You basically, I mean, it's the worst type of thing to happen, because the birds and the animals out there, they know themselves. And they know where they are going all the time. They're well-oriented. But I have to tell you this, because I grew up with my parents Christian. I go to church. All right? And I was in the church from age 7. I live a confused life for many, many years. And the controlling concept is the church, is Jesus. These things don't exist, but these white people are behind it. I mean, they are Inquisition that killed the African people before they make the moon, calendar, the moon, the seasonal moon calendar to glorify the Pope, because the first solar calendar is about reverencing and honor the major gods, the Elohims,
So they didn't want that. These sodomite homosexuals didn't want to reverence the gods no more, because they used to, when they were struggling and trying to be, well, of course, when they learned how to start talking on their own, on natural terms, because nature didn't make them to talk, but they find a way how to talk. Remember, they are homosexual. They don't have no moral, no nothing. Now, when I tell you these things that I have read, it's written in certified history, it may be difficult for you to, to swallow these kind of information. But I assure you, I did not dream them up. I didn't invent these things. It's true. And you don't have another culture homosexual beside white people. You know, they write the Bible with a whole bunch of confusion in there that is designed to keep the African people from never know the Bible is full of a whole bunch of rat-bat nonsense. And it is designed for us to not know the world of the BCE era. They don't want us to know that. That's why we are celebrating Christmas. It is the sodomite white people make that up, and they... clearly, I grew up in the church, so how I get to find out that Christianity, which is known all over the world like a good thing, you don't know, it's all about white people fucking each other's asshole. That's what Christianity is about. It's a system to program people to not know the world, the civilized world. You don't even know when civilization come into on the planet, and you don't know by whom. You think it's everything that these white, sodomite white people are saying and doing and set up. You wonder, but how could they set up all these things like that? But history tells us. You don't read history, you won't know. And you see their method, their MO, is about killing you. So you don't know nothing. Well, you know, they can't kill out everybody, so they can, but they can confuse most of everybody. You see what I mean? Now, they do all the atrocities that they want, and they say they have laws that protect them to fuck each other's assholes. And to go anywhere you want and kill you. Yesterday, remember what I told you, July 25th, 2022. The gay Puritan, that's what they call themselves. Okay, they call themselves by a whole bunch of different names. But they have a document titled The Puritan Christian Agenda. That's what the document says, and you can Google it and find it. I know a lot of people not going to have any interest in it, because anything the sodomite they sell, anything they create and publish, people run after it. And there's a reason why people run after everything that they say, that they say and establish. It is because their brain, and especially talking about the African people, our brain is full of primates. Reese's blood. Okay? That's what the history shows. Okay? And of all the education that you're going to get in university and colleges and any other educational institution, that education is rigged. You know a lot of things, yeah. You can do a lot of things. But your education is rigged. Now, to do mathematics is not rigged. You get to do mathematics, all right, and a lot of other subject matters that you will study. It, in and of itself, is the right thing. But look, you don't get to do those things by the logical way in which you do those things. Because these things are done in different contexts. You know, if you are, you have to have a context in which you make a computer, or if you are a doctor, there is a context in which you practice your medicine. Because one thing is what I mean by you're going to live somewhere and you're going to be under a government. And when the people who give you your education in university and colleges and so forth, when they are the ones that say they are the government, there you go. That's what I mean. So, yes, you can work mathematics good, and you can do medicine and stuff like that good, yes. So are many other things you know to do properly. But what about the government and the laws that they make that affects you doing good mathematics and doing good medicine and doing everything else good, but you are under a government that affects you in about, you know, 1,000 ways that defeat the actual knowledge that you possess? You see what I mean? Now, if you, and this is happening because white people are not civilized. And white people are coming from the original humankind. And who are they? Primates. They are the first primates. Hominid. Subgroup. Homo erectus. And the line is drawn between the hominin species and the second species of the human race. And that second species is higher than the primate human species. Different taxonomy. Okay? And if you take a good look at the makeup of the first species, which is the hominid, you will find out that it does not have an interchanging corresponding taxonomy. So the blood, the DNA is different. So anytime hominid interbreed with the second species, a whole bunch of a mental mental problem goes into effect. And if you look, I wouldn't be talking this if it wasn't true. Hear me tell you? White people are homosexual. They are fucking each other's body hole. It's not a civilized thing. If you want to sympathize with homosexuality, you do so because your brain, as a hybrid ethnic person, is done poison up long time, and you are regressive from long, long time ago, so you are nothing but inclined to follow what sodomite people are doing because you are poisoned with sodomite blood. All the church and stuff like that that we go to and talk about Jesus, I come now and find out that, oh my God, how could we be adoring Jesus Christ when these people are invading us and killing us and taking away what we have, and we cannot find out because we have been affected for so long, 100,000 years ago, and how they cross the border to come and intermingle with our species. That when we consider that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God, we are 100% wrong. And why? It is because of what happened, let's say, 100,000 years ago, 75,000 years ago. We are not sound people anymore. We are operating on a far lower level than what we were created for. And to prove what I'm saying, go to the first 100,000 years of the African hybrid ethnic people creation, where everybody developed in Africa. Long before we left Africa to go out and settle down, of which by now everybody should be aware of that we left Africa and scattered all over the world. Okay? Well, when we left Africa, we were already developed 100,000 years in South Africa and all over Africa till we decide to, well, we have information now and everything. We were able to go into other land outside of Africa. And our people began to do that. Well, nothing was wrong with us when we were leaving, but soon thereafter, things began to happen. Because we were vulnerable to situations that we seemingly wasn't aware of. And we find these human ape terrorists. And that's where the interbreeding and miscegenation come into. That now, you see, the cat already run out the door. You see, where we needed protection, we didn't have none. It appears it was our carelessness because we are civilized. Okay? And what took place is what caused the downfall. And see, the writers in the Bible talk about a falling a talking serpent. And we think those things are true. So nothing that we have in the Bible that we believe is true about a God make heaven and earth in six, make heaven and earth, he and his son Jesus Christ. And rest on the seventh day. Those things are not true. And if the foundation is not there, or you build a house on top of it, well, you can believe anything. And this is what is happening to us. Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you is that these white people are the first humans that began life in South Africa. They are an hominid, right? And they could make stone tools and light a fire, all right? After they've been in Africa at least 2 million years, they wanted a cooler place. So now that they are developed enough to light a fire, they decide to go into Europe and go settle up there. It's better climate for them. So they've been around long enough, right, to do that. And they did, because they have eyes and ears and stuff like that. So what I'm saying to you, there was no other human around. You see? There was no other humans around. And therefore, they had free rein to do what they want to do. But 1.5 million years ago, that's what the World History textbook says, they went up there. So now, you have to look forward to when civilization going to come, because they've been there for millions of years. They did not develop any civilization at all, and they didn't see any human kind of people to interbreed with over all that time when they were going up from Africa into Europe. There was no other human kind for them to interbreed with or nothing like that. So you think about what the history says, and think about what we are experiencing today. So they go up into Europe. And where did they go? There were no civilization. There was no civilization on earth. Okay? So there were animals, of course, but, I mean, were they civilized? No. And these first humans are apes. Walking upright, though, they're not like the other chimps, them, so the nature that create them, the other ones, them, create these set of humanoid ape monkeys different. What I'm trying to say to you, how did life moves on from that point? Since there were no civilization. How did civilization come about? It's in history. Okay, and there's a lot in history to know how they began to talk. Because if they look like here, as you can see some pictograph of them, they were apes. Donald Johnson, in the World History textbook, call them the flat-faced man of Kenya. These white people, ancestors I'm talking about. And they only come out from one species alone. And that species, according to the biological description of it, they can only have, interbreed with themselves, right? Like a man and a woman, you know, have a child, and they, you know, that child is from the man and woman. Well, in their species of male and female, breed, and then they have offspring, like your children. Well, Homo erectus is offspring to the hominid. So they only have one hominid as their parent. Okay? That's their ancestor, the hominid. They don't have no other name. Hominid is white people ancestor. The man, the upright walking monkey man. Okay? Now, something happened while they start talking. Because all the time, say, in all 3.5 million years, from what in history, they did not become civilized on their own or in natural, from natural causes. They did not. So it's a biological problem that they perform that caused them stop looking like monkeys and begin to look like humans. Okay? That's what the history show. So who did they come in contact with? It's us. The time when we were leaving Africa. You don't have to know that. You don't have to know that. But you know said them different. And if you are picnic with them, the picnic look different from when you are picnic with your own, from your own species. You see? And if you have children with the group, any group that is an ethnic member of your hybridization, the same blood of two dissimilar life, you will be fine. But if when you have picnic with the white people, it's not going to be fine. Okay? And even if those babies come to talk and, you know, a nice-looking crossbreed, but technical problem is there. What they will think, what their perception is not that they won't be able to get education. Yes, they will. They can get education. But just as how I was brought up in the church and my brain was not operating like it would be, like my ancestors, the first 100,000 years ago, prior to this last 100,000 years that brings us to 200,000 years of existence. From these sodomite monkey, white people, from they interbreed with our ancestors, our species, well, beginning with the Neanderthals, that is our wise sapien species, from they defile our ancestors right down the line. There is hardly anyone that escaped that bad blood and the depreciation of your brain, cerebrum, cerebellum. That is the reason why we don't know when these folks are doing us wrong. You see, because we come out here by ourselves, and those of us who manage to get where we were going and set up, like in America, it tells about 30,000 years before these European come out and talk about they're looking for a new world and stuff like that. After they come and join us after many hundreds of thousands of years. They come and learn to read and write and learn artisan skills. It's a mighty long time since we left Africa and come out into the outer world. And because they go through the crossbreeding and they start to talk, and of course, they don't look like monkey no more, so they come in and join with us. What did they used to wear at the time when we were leaving Africa? What were these people wearing? Animal skin. That's what they used to wear. Animal skin. Animal that they hunt, you know, and take their skin and begin to make clothing for themselves. All the trouble began to happen to the African people because of these white hominids, Homo erectus creatures. And that's what they do. Until this day, you see, they are ready to fuck the African people, body whole. Yes, even when they take us slavery, that's what they do, and those all kind of a cruel thing. And you think they are humans. We think they are humans, but you see them strange like hell, and we don't know the reason why. We don't know the reason why white people and us having a tangle over issues, and we didn't form no company with them at all. So how is it that we are all over history where they fucking all of us? Neanderthals and the other wise sapien subgroup. Why? The issue tells us that it was a critical time when our species came about in Africa. It was a special time. And the history book tells us it was different from the millions of years that these first hominid appear. Okay? And 250,000 years ago was when that critical time come, when our species of mankind is the species that bring forth civilized human being, and the gods supply the other half of life to our species and make us hybrid, like you get horse and donkey make a mule. Listen. There must be an awakening because these white people, as it turns out, the mixing of the blood brought them a better face, a better human skin and everything. They talk, they learn things, they can feel. They are very close in intellect, but close not good enough, because all you want to have is one speck of impurity in your brain, and that is enough to make you destroy the world and not know what you're doing. Okay? Well, it turns out, as far as I know myself, grown up in church and turn adult, I know what my state of mind was from what it is now, right now. And I know what happened to me, why. I no longer see things because I start to read and find out that the society that I am in from a child growing up, I could sense it is not the right society. But I didn't know what the right society was, except that I know I don't want to behave like that. I don't want to think like that.
All right.
So what I'm trying to tell you, we are in a state right now where it's no good. It's no good. When it doesn't make any sense for us to bow down to white people who are sodomites. They don't hide it. They are letting us know that they are going to control us fucking at all and tell us that this is their country. Everywhere we are, they tell us it's theirs. From Rome, Italy, all the way around, they tell us they are the one who is controlling the world. How come they do that? They do that because they discover that they kill our brain. And what we are supposed to know, we don't know those things. We are really, in effect, have lost vital portion of our inner eyesight. Not the external eye, but the inner critical eye inside of us. That reason, the eye of reason, is impaired so that they can come where we live and take what we have and kick us out. And we go to church that they make up. They use our wealth and make up churches and stuff like that and write what they want, write in there about God and all this foolishness. And they don't care about our history. They used to pretend that they want to live the way the God teaches us. But as soon as they realize that we gone backward mentally, they realize that they can go ahead and take charge. Now, if we don't have enough sense to know that these people don't have any kind of a civilized knowledge to make a government, if we don't know that, then we will perish. We will. That's where we are right now. There's a lot of people who would like to experience a better life, but it's difficult to get there. It is difficult. I want the better life more than I want the whole bunch of foolishness that I grew up with. So once I realize that there is a better life, I want the better life. You see what I mean? And we make the Bronze Age and all the metals and stuff like that in the World History textbook. It tells you we are the ones that began to make metal. It's not the white people. So they take away everything from us and we can't do nothing about it. Because unless we are, our knowledge is restored, We won't be able to do anything to what they do to us. You see what I mean? But you see that word power, if you have it, that knowledge power, if you begin to like use that energy, that's the power that makes people run from you. You see? But when you don't have that knowledge power, the word to discharge that power, you are a victim of these white people. And they're going to tell you how much you have to pay for this and how much you pay for that. Look and see the way they spend money. Look and see how these white people spend money. If you are privileged to see or to use some of your knowledge, if you have some, you will see a lot of things wrong. And that would start you to seeing things. But my friend, listen, if you cannot identify that something is wrong with your brain, the reason why you go to church and you believe in a spirit God and you believe in a Jesus Christ
with 12 disciples. They don't want a woman around them. And they show you that, but it don't mean nothing to you. Because your brain is just not reasoning, not seeing properly. They used to call the African people in Palestine Jews. Right? You read that a lot in the Bible. And you still don't see nothing wrong with after 2,000 or more years. You don't see anything wrong with them writing that we were Jews, but today we know are no longer Jews. It's them. They are the Jews. Think about where we're coming from in the millions of years back there with them and their first, evolution. To where we are here today. How do they become civilized? They get it from us when they interbreed up with our ancestors and from there it's all bangarang now. So if you can't follow where the uncivilized white people then come from, they come from out of the womb by a species. That you know. So all you see, America is full up with white people business. You don't know, you don't have a clue, and you will never know until you have to find the light that has the knowledge in there. Then you will look and see all the foolishness that is displaying all around you, and you couldn't tell. But you sure were not comfortable. But if you don't have the knowledge to show you, it's not going to come to you just so. You will have to start doing some thinking and make observations. Listen, it doesn't make any sense to the African person. And the only way you're going to react to it is unless your mind begin to bring up some realization to you. But if it don't bring up no realization to you, you want your church and you want the Holy Ghost and you want all them kind of things. Reason why I'm talking this to you today, it is my duty. And if you think my thinking about this is, I have a resentment to what they are doing in turning off the show. I have a resentment. And resentment when I calculate the fact that they are here fucking shit out on us and we don't know. White people, they have every nastiness around town. They know to make this and make that and find a place for all of us to go. You see what I mean? Because they have this so-called shithouse, A.D. Anadamani. That's not our calendar. Okay? And we think that, oh, okay, we have to pay the tax where they might charge us. No, what did they do with the money that they stole from us when they came here? We've been here thousands of years. Where they get money from? They didn't have the money. They said they were coming here to look for money. That's what the history says. So these white people that you see here, they can read and write, yeah, and they can make trouble just like you see here today. And you think about all of the evil stuff they do. If they were real humans, they wouldn't have done those things. Trump is not a human being. Trump, you only look like one, but definitely watch everything he does, and you will find out that that guy is a sodomite. Trump is a sodomite. And you look on the Good Morning Joe and the rest of them that you see there, dressed up nice and stuff like that. All these white guys, they dress up nice in bow tie and jacket and stuff like that. They're sodomites.
they have their dog waiting for them at home to fuck up. Okay? That's their culture, is their culture. And if you want to, like, feel like I'm wrong, well, why Obama make law for married fucking ass people? Not our culture. Them come, bring them down on us. KKK, and what you call it, the other one that make laws, the Jim Crow law. These people make all the inhumane things, and we can't do nothing about it. We can't do nothing about it. We have our government, and they come in with fucking AD and Adam and the Jesus law. Yeah. And look that the history book shows us who are the first civilized people. It's not them. They live in Europe, and you tell me, how did they become civilized in Europe? Can you tell me? It's time for change, right? It's not the foolish change that people are talking about, because they are talking about, they're democracy, democracy. And the reason why we don't know that democracy is their shit. The reason why we don't know is because our brain is gone. Our brain is gone. White people full of their fucking shit, and their AD and Adamany is created and inspired by their fucking asses. That's what it is. Now, I am doing the show, and look, some of the worst thing that I do on the show is like this. Listen to this. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. By Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, 2000. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils, Vatican officials said. Tuesday, the pontiff will make the plea for pardon, unprecedented in the church's history. The Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful in the celebration of Latin Mass, the Vatican released a lengthy document the Vatican, right? And you know, the Vatican is right there in Rome, Italy, where they overthrow the Elohim Roman king and begin to call themselves Romans. All right? So we don't know what these people have done. And when we are here believing Jesus, we are demented. We don't know what has happened in the world, because the church fill us up with the Holy Ghost and with the things about Jesus Christ, whilst they are hiding Mary Magdalene, who is the wife of the Hebrew man, where they were occupying our place in Palestine. We don't know. So we read Bible about prophecy, and prophecy don't fulfill. And we are saying Isaiah prophecy for a king and prince of peace, that it fulfilled. Now, when I read the New, I've been reading the New Testament. Nothing is going to miss me now in the New Testament. If you're going to tell me about fulfillment of Isaiah prophecy in the New Testament, you can't fool me with that. And my comprehensive reading of the New Testament and of the Old Testament and the prophecy that is to fulfill, not even the toenail of any portion of the prescription of the prophecy that Jesus should be a king and a prince of peace and all that and sit upon the throne. None of it is in the New Testament. Just to show you how deep we are in fantasy. That yes, you have university degrees. You have bachelor in this and bachelor of that. But something simple as connecting the dots between the Old Testament so-called prophets and prophecies and the New Testament, such an exhaustive different books concerning Jesus' ministry and all this kind of stuff and praying to his Father, we can see that nothing of what the prophecy says in Isaiah and even the general prophecies of what they call prophets, we don't see not even the appearance of a Messiah Jesus. And they, worse yet, when they talk about it was a Hebrew man that they call black people, that man did, or there is no record to say he was a king. And if he were to be a king, these fucking ass white people kill him and put him on a cross. Did the prophecy say he was to be on a cross? He was to be crucified? And that they should overthrow our people in Palestine and crucify Jesus? Does that exist anywhere in the prophecy of Isaiah 9, 6 and 7? There's none of that in there. And wherever they write about Jesus, Jesus incriminates. Nothing that they write in the New Testament as nothing, not even dust of what the prophet says as fulfillment in the New Testament. They didn't even try to write fulfillment in the New Testament. Yet still, how many of us African people are born again Christians and the Bible don't remotely attempt to fulfill the Old Testament? All right? So what I'm trying to tell you, we are far in the dark. Okay? And a lot of people is not going to see at all. You're going to die and perish and claim that Jesus is Lord. So now I am telling you this. The Vatican released lengthy document Tuesday analyzing the theological underpinnings of the gesture, memory and reconciliation. The church and the faults of the past, written by an international panel of theologians at the Vatican's request, calls the Pope's commitment an act of courage and humility. But the document acknowledges that the simple admission of faults might look like acquiescence in the face of accusations made by those prejudicially hostile to the church. The document list falls, the Pope will address, including wars of religion, not church, not wars of church, but including wars of religion, because there were no church back then at that time. Polytheism era, that. So you don't find no church back there until these faggots begin to make up a church. So it goes on to say, yes, wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. You see, I read those stuff. And then I read this. This is civilization time, okay? And this is what we have when civilization first come into the world. They mean the Elohims, the gods. They came to earth thousands of years ago to usher in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. That means, where were these Sodomites, white people in Europe after they left Africa? 1.5 million years ago. Right? The gods came after they were up into Africa, up into Europe. And about 250,000 years later, our species came about, and from whence the gods created us, hybrid and ethnic people. That's the way the historic chronology states the way things happen. So now, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization. Have no mingling at all, you know, with the white people them up in Europe. Okay? It is Zachariah Sitchin, the author, that draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. And you ask Michael Tellinger about the big place in South Africa.
in the Abzu, where the gods did their mission. And today, these sodomite white people don't want African people to acknowledge their own stuff. These sodomite white people, as much as you see them behaving like and talk about justice matters, and they don't know us. They don't know nothing about justice. And we are sitting down and swallowing down the whole bunch of nonsense in Bible and everything, in church, and the preaching, okay? And we don't know yet that they invaded our place in Palestine. That was first called Canaan. We don't know what these white people are doing. They've given us every shit to swallow and continue to, torment our brain that, it's going to be difficult for us to ever regain any higher sanity than where we are right now. Because over almost 100,000 years now, that they get their R.H. Rhesus monkey blood inside of our system and our brain is gone. Okay? So that they can remove our king, remove our government and say, we are under A.D. and Adamani fucking ass all over thousands of years. And we can't see daylight. Listen, white people they are not about anything besides kill African people and take away what they have. That's all they're about. Because they're not humans. Why would they, after we come and make bronze metal, why would they use our technology to destroy the Japanese? A president. So now, when you have Trump doing the kind of stuff he's doing, why are we behaving like Trump is such a bad man? When it is their president that dropped the bomb, two bombs, what did the Japanese people do them? Why they had to drop that type of a weapon on them? If you think white people are civilized, you're done. You are completely done. I am telling them long time, order, get out of our territories. Get out! You fucking dogs and fucking asshole. Get out of our territory. There are too many things to talk about these folks, might as well just cut it, just cut it clear, dry. Because all the things that they fill our minds with, all we need to say, look, you faggots, get out. That's all we need to say. And let the chips fall where it may. Listen. I'm paying them money to publish my show. It's about maybe 4 or 5 years now. And they never had a problem to collect the money I'm paying them. Right? But I am having a hard time now. This may be about 20 of my shows that they have deleted out. They post just the title of the show and the interface if anybody go there, but nobody will hear a word I say in those shows. You see what I mean? These people are inhuman in just about every way possible. You see, because the little kind of intelligence that they have, they only do those things for their own benefit, but not for the benefit of civilization, because they are not civilized.
You see what I mean? This is the condemnation that African people are under. Okay? And they are feeding us with the Jim Jones Kool-Aid every day because everybody have a Bible in their house. Right? And when I tell folks the Bible is the worst book in the world, you think it's fun. I mean, you can't see. You're too blind to see.
So Sam Cooke says this.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Listen to me now. Change, right? You know, the world is a disaster. The world is a disaster. You know, and there has to be another disaster. And there is written that a consumption is going to hit the human world, right? And that is going to come because of white people. You see, because there is no more memory of the gods of heaven. These sodomites don't care nothing about that. Right? And people are drawn into the net. Where they talk about Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. It's white people abomination that is, that we are revering.
All right, let me tell you something.
When I read what the class of people who are Christian, I mean, from the gutter of hell, that's where they come from. Because you have an instance where since 66 A.D., when I talk about A.D., you got to understand that it's white people calendar, church calendar I am talking about. A.D. Anno Domini has nothing to do with the B.C. era where religion exists. It's only since A.D. came in with there is church. And it is because our brain is done paralyzed and full of Jim Jones school aid under these white people sodomite system. Jim Jones was a sodomite too, you know, Christian minister. And we cannot discover that white people are complete sodomites and we must have nothing to do with them. We don't understand that. So it means our brain is gone because these people cannot be doing the kind of stuff they are doing. I mean, right on, you know, our doorstep. But where we live, the land, it is very clear in history, these white people have nothing at all to do at our doorstep. You know, I'm talking about in the land where we settle. They don't have nothing to do. But you would have to know what transpired, why they come on the scene. You won't know. You see? So they're smart enough to do all the things them like, you know, supply things. But the reason why they are doing it, it is because they become too wise to deal with the average African people. So therefore, they are able to overcome African government, push them aside, and begin to become superpower. You know, and their comrade in Russia. They, from I am growing up, Russia is a power too. But it falls right under the chronological time where I get a good grasp now. Why, these guys just turned, superpower. Why not before? Why you don't see anything about white people political power? You don't see none before, watch this, 509 B.C. That's the time they overthrow the king of Italy in Rome. Yes. And I look, and I observe why there is no, because from you come in at the Bronze Age, like 3000 BC, right? You don't see no white power as political government type of power. You don't see none of that. You hear about criminal. And nobody else are criminals but white people. Okay? And we're talking about going back in history. I'm not talking about just today because it's their yesterday that create their today, right? So you can't misplace the present with the past, right? Because it is the root of the past you are seeing now grow to be the present state that we are in. So I am telling you, follow the chronology of the
governmental occupation in the world coming from way back in antiquity. Follow that. And you tell me, remember, these people are up in Europe from Africa 1.5 million years ago. And nobody don't know what become of them. I mean, it's not because the knowledge is not in history, but no, nobody don't talk about that. Everybody go to church and about talk about Jesus, talk about Moses, and all these whole bunch of nonsense, right? So now, I'm saying to you, so that you may doubt what I'm saying, I am saying to you that when white people begin to show political power and talk about democracy and blah, 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 and talk about France and, you know, and begin to talk about they are a civilization, Minoan civilization and all this kind of stuff. Since when they begin to name anything like theirs on an identity that they have? No, they were spending all the hundreds and thousands of years to build up their culture. Because, remember, they never spoke anything. When they go up into Europe from Africa, they were not talking. They were making stone tools. So follow the chronology. The first time you will read about white people and political power, talk about democracy, is right at that date, 509 BC. They can't fool us. They cannot fool us. But prior to that, into the Bronze Age, they were destroying what we were creating. That's what they were doing. And you will hear about them going into Egypt and different places. But, like, they call them sea people. Because by now, by then, you know, they learn just about everything that we know. They have boats and have all kind of different something, right? But you didn't see them having anything like a government for their people or not like that. They were just going all over the place and following the African people. Everywhere we make any success, they were there to either destroy, steal it, one of those things that they were doing. All right? They were doing killing, and they were confiscating things and run. They run away. They didn't stand up after they steal anything. But once they, 509, clearly now, go political. They took our military. And they took the dress code. And they begin to operate like they are Romans. The king. Army. That's what they do it. That's what they did. From that date on, you can tell me that the Romans did this, but not before that date, 509 BC. How long ago is that? About some 26, 27 years. like 2600, 26, 2700 years ago. These white people had nothing at all. So what I'm tracing in history and tell you about their original development in Africa, and then about after 2 million years of that, they went up into Europe 1.5 million years ago, and trace it come right along. How they come now to be in politics? Now, they definitely, that day, 509 BC, it is very clear to me that they had gone
to Africa and do some socializing with the government down there. And now that they are criminals and stuff like that, they get Africa to hand over, the Bhutan to them. Otherwise, they couldn't pull off the 509 BC coup with that king, and you never hear nobody at all say anything about that. You never hear Farrakhan talk about that. You didn't hear Dr. King or nobody, Jesse Jackson. You don't hear them talk about that. They talk about those. They don't come up with no historic thing to, like, bolster themselves. No. So what I'm trying to tell you, the time is not going to go on forever with these sodomite people who talk about they have a government, AD and a dominee. They better get out, because there is no way I am going to be sitting here and talk like this forevermore until I'm dead. No, I don't see that. I don't see that. There is a reason why I'm here talking about this. And if you think that then, if you think that you are going to keep up this AD on a Domini stuff, you can go ahead and think that. You're a sodomite. You fucking asshole. You have law for married fucking asshole sodomites. And we are here. And you're behaving like we don't count. You're behaving like we African ethnic people don't count. Chinese don't count. Indian don't count. Hispanic don't count. White sodomite fucking ass. I mean, they are the one that count. And everybody look on them like they are the one to be respected. There is no respect for sodomite in our jurisdiction. That's it. There's none. And look, I don't have anything that I have to do besides just say it. That's all I have to do is say it. Because you know what? When you become unable to do anything about it, you won't be able to do nothing about it. That's the end of you. Because you're not supposed to be on the Elohim turf. You're not. You see, you're fucking ass. Brave. You see, brave, too brave. Okay? You're going to come here and put in your ordination for fucking asshole law. Yeah. And your Supreme Court with all these, you know, these deluded African judges. You know what I mean? With, you know, bungled up with white fucking ass people. And we don't count anymore. Listen to me. It's just because we in the church don't realize what Christianity is. So we are carried away with good wishes. Because we don't know what Adam and Eve is in the Bible. And we believe it. What I want to show you is this. What you read about and worshiping it like truth. Isaiah 53. Who art believe our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That's AD and a Domini fucking shit. Just as out there fucking each other's assholes. That's what AD and a Domini is in the year of our Lord. They can't even find the Hebrew man that they call Jesus. Moreover, to find the white one where they have in the Bible. So the world is gone to nothing. And nobody, if they know anything, is willing to talk up the truth. I don't go anywhere and trouble anybody. You want to say, they want to tell me that I'm troubling them because I am talking about them. And I am not supposed to talk that they used to wear animal skin as clothing. But what am I supposed to do? Not under the violation that they have committed to make law to kill us and take away all of what we have. They're still doing it today after many centuries gone. They're the Inquisition. They are the terrorists, killers, stealing. And what am I supposed to do? Make them hear, do what they want to do and don't say nothing. And drive me off of Facebook because I am violating their community standard. Imagine, I know Europe them come from, some 6,000 to 7,000 years. So let the wrath of the gods come on them now because I tell what I'm supposed to tell. And I will forever tell this. Let them show their power, right? And I will say, ha ha, that's right. Go and call down Jesus Christ. You know, and for the people who don't know, too bad. But my friend, I am saying to those who have some sense to realize, these white people and Christianity with Jesus is a morbid, egregious lie. They make it out of their shitting house. You see what I mean? It's their culture. That is their culture. It's not ours. But they want us to be converted into their fucking shit. You see, and make it because they have money and stuff like that. It's our money they're using too. It's ours. What an irony. It is an irony. Designed to shut down civilization. It's not so in my head. You know what I mean? It's not so in my head. The thing is, why should I bow down to these white fucking ass people who take on our form of dressing and our human face and everything? That's what they have done. You know, and they know to use their bad blood, and that it would affect us. It don't affect them because they are able to talk and stuff like that. And the bad thing about them is that they're still fucking asshole. You know, that was not redeemed when they tried to, like, you know, change themselves into something else. So what is happening now is that we are disabled, but for those of us who happen to see, we see. And it doesn't matter whether anybody else sees, you know, is what you see, you see. What I see, I see. And if I think what I am seeing is superior to them, then there's no way I'm going to, like, turn my head somewhere else and say, don't bother with it because, you know, too much problem and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Oh, I will have to jump. The truth is the truth. And there's no greater adoration but for my God. I don't see anything else that mean anything to me than what I read in history, and that the gods are for real. You see what I mean? And their downfall, the world will know. The world will know, because they managed to keep people silent and, you know, and they take you and go throw you in a jail and stuff like that. They think they have the upper hand. You see, as of now, they don't have the upper hand, because AD Anadamani is not civilized. It's not a civilized thing. AD Anadamani is faggot creation. They don't business here. It is up to us to drive them out. You see, because why are we now going through this this motion of, you know, their real estate and different things that they have, valorum, all kind of stuff that they're charging people for, and they are wealthy, and nobody else is wealthy. You see what I mean? They don't know how to act like human beings. Civilized human beings. You see what I mean? But I am the one. I know what's right. And if they think they can char iron, you know what? I can char more than iron. Because the truth is the greatest. These white people, to be where they are, they kill and oppress too many African people. And in Portugal, I want to tell you, one of the worst things they did, the massacre of the new Christians of Lebanon, April 15, 06. And you probably never heard of this, but this was a place where the African hybrid people were in Lebanon, in Palestine, where these sodomite white people invade and occupy from 63 B.C., Yeah, from 63 B.C., as Romans. You see, when they overthrow the king in Italy, Rome, they talk about some noblemen and stuff that take over the government. Listen, my friend, listen. When the world find out what these fucking ass white people have done to be where they are here today, I know a lot of African people will be changed by the truth. It takes a while, but it will happen. These white people, they are on the top of everything. But I am telling you, they are the filthiest human-like creatures. But first of all, I already made clear that they are not real humans, because their appearance disappear when they start interbreeding and change up the monkey face that they have to look like real humans. Now, I don't know how they changed the Neanderthals. How did they look? I don't know, because it seemed like they were fucking them a lot to get rid of their monkey face. Right? And then they killed them afterward. I'm talking about is the intelligence of the wise sapien that why they died out. So all of these foolishness that they are putting in writing for us to believe those things will eventually wash out completely, and the world will know these vagabonds for who they are, turn president and governor and all kind of stuff, but they will go down. like a night's dream. Then, before that, right now, I'm telling you, things that we don't know that Christianity represents. Because a lot of us think that Christianity is a real thing that the Lord God and Jesus set up. And the Lord God and Jesus are faggots. You see, and if you read the Bible really good, you will find out it's a homosexual setting. They're talking about Jesus and his son, and he begot a son. It's all faggot stuff that they're writing in the Bible, in a code, okay? So when we hear about Christianity now and think that it is something genuine, no, it's far from being something genuine. The massive, listen to the title of this. The massacre of the new Christians. That means these white sodomites killed some African people who were running away from them in Palestine and go to Lisbon, Portugal. They were running away from them after they won the war against the African people. That began 66 BC to 70, not no 66 AD to 70 AD. These folks were destroyed and chased out of Palestine, or Canaan. They say these people were Abraham's children, and yet still, while they holding up Abraham like Abraham means something to them and become Jews and everything now under Abraham, yet still, they say those people who they kill and treat like that, those people were Abraham's children. And if you read and see what these white people have been doing, trailing the African people and doing these kind of stuff and suck onto us, like some dog louse, crawling through your hair, that's what they have been doing to us because they don't have anything. They're coming from being mute. And all what they do to us, unnaturally, they start talking. And they keep on doing these things to us, and we don't know that. The gods bless me to open my eyes because I never read enough to understand much of anything. But that's not the case anymore. Right? So, whether you want to be afraid of these white fucking ass, culture that has nothing to do with us. I mean nothing. This is the church that they form. And like I said to you, you never hear about church before the 509 BC. You don't hear about church or nothing like that. But it still took them about 7 or 8 years to make other changes that they wanted to make to something look like a government called AD Anno Domini. Because when they do the overthrowing of the king in Rome, they only were using the military that they stole. But they are on the property. They don't move. Up till this day, that's where the Pope is, where our king was, that they overthrow. But see here, because Africa give them authority to do what they want to do, use the wealth and everything like that, they become superpower. And you don't hear anything more about African government. Think about what I'm saying. That's why We don't have any legal representation. And they say AD is the law that governs us. A lie. It is a lie. When they make up courthouse and Supreme Court and all kind of circuit court and all, it is all a bogus stuff. Our kingship government can never die, will never go away. History, be a witness. Look in the World History textbook and what government you see in there. You don't see no AD and Adamani government in there. No! They make the shit themselves. Okay? And you can believe anything that don't exist and it will work wonders too. Even though it don't exist. Because what? You have a mind to not believe foolishness. And when you start believing in foolishness, it begin to do something for you. Either negative or positive. You see what I mean? Tangible and intangible must be identified for real. So I am telling you now, when our people, when they lost the war against these Sodomite white people, the Caesar Augustus, you know, faggots, damn. They run and go all over the place and looking for shelter. Our people begin to run and look for shelter because these folks, white people, are killing them, and it is at that time they begin to formulate Christianity. You see, when they talk about the early Christians and we think like, you know, see, they're bringing Jesus like Jesus is a real thing because, you know, we don't connect Adam and Eve to nothing. We just think that, oh, Adam and Eve is true. And this is how these white Sodomites, you know, pull us in to believe in all these diabolical nonsense. You see? And they bring up this Christianity and use a lot of brute force and stuff like that. And even law, where them make AD and Adamani law, I mean, to raise up Christianity. What are you talking about? So in Portugal, a whole bunch of our people go over there, over into Lisbon, right? And they go over there and run into a lot of problems. Because they have some Jesus church over there. And, you know, they decide that in order for them to, like, survive, they were going to fake and become Christians. And I can account to you that 2,000 of them were killed over in massacred in Lisbon, April 1506 in Lisbon. They were killed because they did not want to glorify the image of a Jesus that they claim was miraculous in one of their churches over there. All right. Yeah, because they had like two Jesus church over there in Lesbian, one across the road from the other. And when one of the new convert refute that the Jesus thing that they have in the church was not real, they went and spread the word among themselves, and then they come down on that individual, and begin to, you know, drag him across the street, yeah, and beat him and then catch him afire and stuff like that. And they did that type of thing for 2 days, or 2-3 days or so. Begin to kill them, look for them everywhere they are and kill them. Burn them in a fire and stuff like that. If you think white people Christianity are something unlike a Jesus is true and all them, those things are, you know, I mean, totally untrue. But with our head working the way it is, something has to happen in order for you to start seeing.
No joke about that.
So you have what they call the real Christians, the honest fucking white people. Them, they are real Christians. That's right. Because there is nothing good that brought Christianity about. Nothing. Faggots, homosexual, they brought Christianity about. It's not in the era of the BC time. There was no church. These faggots invented the church. Okay? And now they take over our place and say it's theirs. And we don't live anywhere. It's stopping now. It's stopping. Because these fucking ass all white men must go back where they come from. You are living under a moon calendar, and a moon calendar has nothing to do with African people. None whatsoever. If you want to stay there and go on in their boat and stuff like that and talk about Jesus Christ, your moment is going to be sad, sad, sad if you don't make it out before that. That's right. So, listen. Let me read some of this to you, and then we will see what happens next. Wake up! Okay. Before I go further, I wanted to tell you something about the reason why they didn't want the show I presented to be heard. They play two musical that I personally play during my speech. That's all they put up on the profile. Just to show you what these fucking, because they are uncivilized. You don't fuck another person's ass when nature don't tell you to do that. So who's fucking asshole and they're making law on our territory to fuck asshole? Okay? And that African woman that married to that white man, Kajanji or whatever she named, it's the equivalent of the other guy there that become judges. These African people brain is gone. So I tell you, they can have all the education that they can have, but they're still a fool. You see? Kajanji feel like it is an exalting thing to marry to a white man and have half-white children, but she don't know what the classification is for her or the man and the white man, the sodomite man where she married to. And I have the children then. She doesn't know that she's killing her species and her civilization. Because that man is not a civilized man. It doesn't matter how he treats her nice. It still don't heal the wound of what is wrong. So, what I was talking about yesterday is the title that Gay Puritan Massacre, Pequot Indian Tribe, and the date in which I told you they didn't want. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you where I get this subject from. It's their stuff I get it from. I get it from their thing. I want to read it to you. It is not anything that African people make up. It is something that their document, their site, where I have it. Puritans' Christian agenda is to make African people fuck each other's ass. That's what Christianity is about. And you not paying any attention to it because I know your brain is gone. They are saying that we love their culture. That's what they're saying. No, we cannot appreciate something like that. Listen to what they said. One of the opinions most persistently and widely held among American evangelicals. There was no evangelical Christian when they came to America. There was none. But soon, they'll get some. Today is that America had essentially Christian origin. That's a lie. That's how these fucking idiots to lie, because they come and swarm over us and we can't get rid of them. We have to accept them. This is the problem. This is the problem. And they are saying, yeah, we always had Christian origin. They rest heavily on an appeal to the Puritan heritage. You hear that? We rest heavily on their Sodomite heritage. Imagine that. As the most influential fucking asshole is the most influential Reformation tradition shaping American culture. That's what they wrote. That's what they wrote. And to cover up the nonsense that they're talking, listen to what they say. If it were shown that the Puritans who settled America did not establish true Christianity cultural principles that were in some important ways perpetuated, then a strong suspicion might be raised that the entire case for a lost Christian America rests on rather nebulous foundation. You hear what they say? They know there was nothing true or nothing pure good about Christianity. But now they are telling you Christianity is good and we're depending on them. You can't trust these white people. When they write these kind of stuff about us, the Bible that they write, they stinking fucking ass all should be locked up and thrown away in the bottomless pit because it don't belong to us. What they write in the Bible don't belong to us. They're using us. They will be recompensed. You watch. The gods will give it to them. So they go on to say this. The fact is, the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. So you know what they're talking about. It's Christianity at the heart, at the gut of it. The Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity. To fuck us all. Jesus, that they're talking about, is a fuck us all character from Old Testament to New Testament. It was never anything good. And he says, the Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God. Now, you see, we believe in this God too. But they might talk about. And we don't know. We don't have any sense of distinction, so we just get on to it. And we can't give it up because that's the level of our orbital brain. That's where we stuck at. We can't come out of it unless something happened to us, you know, to bring some light and purging to our brain. Otherwise, this is the God that we know in the Bible. And it's not true. Psychologically, we need to get healed. All right, so they go on to say this. especially as written in the Old Testament, because we are from Old Testament to New Testament believers. So even though the New Testament, St. John 6:15 says, he run up, Jesus went up into a hill and hide so that the people could not make him a king, which was necessary to fulfilling the scripture. But they are writing in there. That shows you how idiotic these white people are. But if we don't come to the point of seeing these things, we will not know. And they said our mind must be unnatural. It cannot be natural to understand those things in the Bible. Now, you need to know whether your mind can be unnatural to make you understand things better, or it must be natural. Can your mind be unnatural in any way and make you see and read and understand better? No, that's not true. But that's what Christians are under. All right. So it goes on to say, the Puritans believe that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God, especially as written in the Old Testament. They believe, too, that they were on a divine. You hear this? These fucking ass white people, they think they were on a divine mission to America. A place specially appointed by God to be the new Israel. It means they don't kill off our people out there in Palestine. So now America is going to be a new Israel, a theocratic city on a hill. All right. Now, this other, you know, it's very good if you can find this and read it for yourself, because a lot of things there, I'm not able to read all of it there. But it will tell you that this John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel. My friends, something gone bad with our African people, because we read all these things and don't see nothing in it. So when I tell you that our brain is gone, I'm telling the truth. And I'm not talking about other people alone. I'm talking about myself. Because how long it took me to begin to read and see that what I believe is not true. It takes me over half a century. All right. So this other part now, I want to tell you, which I had mentioned in the show yesterday, the two dates that I wrote in there today in the title. This is where it comes from in their document. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. Right? Now, that God of the New Testament that they say that they have, they bring in here, they are telling you, you see, that these two massacres was directed by the God of the Old Testament. That's what they're telling you. Now, you're a Christian, right? And this is what these sodomite white people, that's what they think. When I tell you that they were killing the people in Portugal because they didn't believe in a damn Jesus, but yet still you think Jesus are real something, right?
Now, my friends, if anybody told me those things when I were younger and growing up, I don't know what I would do. I really don't know. This is too much of a heavy kind of stuff, right? But look, if you start to read and you begin to see stuff, it don't become like a burden anymore. You know, it's something that you really want to read because you can't live like that. This, he says here, Captain John Mason declared, that is after it says that it is God decreed for them to kill, do the massacre on those two dates, right? It was May and then July. It's about six weeks apart, okay, in 1637, in the same year. And now you're going to hear, I read you about another guy up top there. I read you about what his name is. John Winthrop, right? Now I'm going to read to you about Captain John Mason. So Winthrop and Mason. And listen, these guys are the head of their group, right? And now we have this Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them a fiery oven, mean at the massacre. Two different times that they knock people's door down and go in and cut their throat, man, woman, and children. These white people that you see here, the Nagasaki and Hiroshima killers. You don't know these white people. You don't know these honest fucking white people that is dressing up like they are civilized people. You don't know them. And they have reformed us with the name Jesus Christ. And we don't, you see, your brain is the worst thing to get messed up. Because if you begin to forget things, you get messed up. Anytime you begin to lose faculty, you get messed up. Well, that's what they did with us. I am just saved by, you know, so much. Because I tell you, I was fully unaware of the things. If I read this long time ago, I wouldn't know what I'm reading. I would just accept it that it's so. Right? But it is very confusing when they are telling you that God decreed that they do those kind of stuff. Where do they come from to America? You see, when you don't know all of these things, the essence you lose the essence of it. So this one, you know, did Captain John Mason declared God, declared it, what we say here, John Mason declared God laughed at his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Imagine that they can stoop down so low. I mean, that's why they fuck us up on another person's asshole. They fuck another person's asshole. People like this do those kind of stuff. You see? And if they get civilized people to do it, civilized people are gone down to that spoil. You see what I mean? Because you don't have a nature, naturally, to go fuck anybody's asshole. You don't. You want to do reproductive sex. You don't want to go juke nobody into their asshole. It's not the right place. It's just not the right place. But they, here in America, they tell you that in the court, they use the Supreme Court to ordain it. So what kind of people are there when I tell you that they are not in civilized account?
in the world is a textbook. They are never really humans, and they will never be human. And the process that they went through to look like humans don't make them real humans, because it's a wrong process. It's a wrong process, and it destroys us, and in a way that we don't even know. You see what I mean? All right. So it goes on to say that thus did the Lord judge among the heathen. That means we are heathen. We don't do them nothing. They come from 6,000 or 7,000 miles away, and this is what they're doing to us, and we don't find a problem with it. No, you know what? No, I mean, you don't get me shut up on this. No. It's better I wasn't born rather than to come here and see these faggots, white people, them. They're not like us. They look at us in a certain kind of way and talk like us in a certain kind of way, yes. But if we don't know, we don't know. We don't know, but when we know, it makes a whole lot of difference. So it goes on to tell you that you can read this in Siegel and Steinbeck, Puritan Indians, and Manifest Destiny, and gives you a lot of pages for you to read about this. I tell you, you can Google this, you know, in Microsoft browser, and read by far a whole bunch more stuff than this. All right. And so now, it tells you this. The attitude of white people is what I am reading. They are criminal. They are the first criminal on planet Earth. Converting the pagans for God was acceptable to the Puritans. But killing the pagans for the Lord... See, they don't have any sense here. They don't have any civilized sense here. They wouldn't write these things. But they know we don't have enough sense to go read them and know what they mean. So this is what they did. But killing the pagans for the Lord was also acceptable. That's the kind of stuff I was talking yesterday. They don't want the world to know about it. But they want to do all these nasty, evil, insane, uncivilized stuff to us. And we must suck it. No, let them go suck their own fucking asshole. We are not supposed to be surrendering ourselves to these fucking white people. And the truth is the truth that is going to set us free. I just wanted to let you know that. All right. Let me go on with this next segment. Wake up to the axis. And so that you know the context. So that you know the context of what I'm talking about, axis. Okay, let's see here. I want to, definition, axis. All right, axis, an imaginary line about which a body rotates. All right? So, psychologically, that's the context in which I'm speaking when I said, wake up to the axis of the Elohim hybrid ethnic human civilization. So, you have to get a little psychological now to understand what I'm talking about. Now, So you know when a body revolves around, like the earth revolves around the sun, right? It revolves around the sun. And maybe I shouldn't talk about revolving around the sun. I should go in the context of revolution. Rotation is what the earth does around the sun, rotates. And the revolution is what the earth does all the time. The earth is always spinning around as it rotates. Right? As it rotates, I said it right? Right? It is circling around the earth, right? And that's the rotation. But the revolution is what the earth is doing. As it moves, it turns around. Okay? That's how we get the 24 hours a day. Right? So you understand what I mean. So I am likening the axis to the Elohim. The Elohim itself and what it means. What the Elohim is to people that they read in the Bible is the universal God, right? God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, right? All right. So the context in which I am speaking about, wake up to the axis of Elohim, hybrid ethnic human civilization. Right? It's kind of compound, but you can work it out, right? That you have to wake up to the existence of Elohim and the Elohim people, the hybrid ethnic human and the civilization that we are. We are the ethnic civilization because they are civilized and we have their blood. If you understand what I mean now? All right? Now, the laws that are in Mesopotamia is the first civilized law. It has nothing to do with AD Anno Domini. So we are civilization, and civilization has nothing to do with white people. And there's nothing that they can do about what I say because they are not a part of history in the context of creation. History tells about their existence, and they are not a part of our creation. So how they get to be in this position by unnatural means, they can't tell you that. They cannot tell you that. They have to like make up some kind of lie and foolishness. But if you know the history, you know nobody pass by what real history says. History is a record of the past. So they are down as record of the past, these fucking asshole white people, come mix up themselves with a different species that make them talk and can do things that they never done 3.5 million years in Europe nor in Africa. Now, listen. Yes, wake up to the axis of Elohim hybrid ethnic human civilization. Yes, so the AD, civilization. Not AD
law. Not AD, uncivilized law. Uncivilized law, okay? Good. Not AD, uncivilized law. All right. All right, and so I go on a little further. Urgent knowledge of 509 BC. Urgent knowledge. You are not to forget this. Otherwise, your mind is left to roll down that dark lane. This is real knowledge here. In the world, it's a textbook. That's where I began to read it since over the past maybe 3 or so years. 509 BC, coup. And that's when white people begin to do political stuff. They weren't doing the AD and Adamani part of their scheme yet. This 509 was where they come in at and steal from the king and begin to raise all kind of hell and invade African territory and take over what they have. That's where it started. They start stealing everything. You see, so Africa is where, this is where I say Africa, give them the go-ahead to do it. That's why they were allowed to take down the king and nobody say nothing until this day. Yes, the coup in Rome and change of the solar calendar. Yes, the yeah, 2 AD Anadamani, 2 AD. Okay, now the harm of Europe hominid species hate men. Attack, rape, and kill some hybrid ethnic people 100,000 years ago. Think about that. Think about that. As they left Africa to settle other lands, right? So the harm of Europe hominid species hate men, attack, rape, and kill some hybrid ethnic people 100,000 years ago. As they left Africa to settle other lands. It was the beginning of destroying Elohim human civilization. That's a fact. The entire human world of civilization. That's what white people are doing. Who would think the age of civilization brought to earth by the immortal gods could fall in the hands of Lot's hate men, sodomite attackers? 1 cruel thing, as it were, intractable and unfortunate,
abomination happened is the abolition of the Elohim solar calendar, which serves as axis for the God's cosmological civilization, affecting heavenly and religious functions on earth. The evil cause by hominid species, Homo erectus subgroup, sexual defilement of hybrid people, change the course of civilization, kingship, jurisdiction. What they do, that's what it does. Why we are here today as strangers and foreigners, you know, in our own places. The erectus crossbreeding brought taking, brought talking infants that result in talking sodomite culture. That's what creates sodomite culture. Everybody a talk now in Europe because of the crossbreeding that they force upon our ancestors and turn us idiots. With church establishment based on falsehood in biblical creation about Adam and Eve, that we believe, turn we idiots, that deceived many civilized people who believe in Jesus and took to the church. They, sodomites, began to imitate much as possible of civilized patterns God's established. They wrongly emulate the calendar, applying it to gay pope church reverence, applying it to gay pope church reverence based on the moon season. My friends, I don't know what's going to happen. I leave it to the gods. I just need to, like, hold on tight and don't let anything move my concentration from where it's at. Right now, I feel okay. The autumn leaves, and I hope all be well with this transmission of the show. I do so. I do hope that people hear this, and these faggots don't turn off the mic again like yesterday. Usually, they would leave me alone for some time. So, let's see what happens. All right, knock and call.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. since you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. And soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.